Hoffman.
Okay, Lewis, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing really good. Now we're doing, what is this, our fourth... Okay, Lewis, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing really good. Now we're doing, what is this, our fourth recording on your greatest website?
Yeah, this is it.
All right, so what are we going to learn today on this one?
We're going to learn how to put together your own free website. Well, not necessarily free, but just a lot of services that you can get out there that, you know, when you go to many people, they say, oh, yeah, I'll build you a website, give me $3,000. And you go, well, I don't know if it's worth it. Well, I'm going to show you today some things on here that you can find that you can get the same resources for yourself, learn a little something at the same time, but create your entire website yourself.
Do you think people are taken advantage of when it comes to paying for websites?
As far as what?
Being charged too much money?
Oh, yeah. For a lot of it, yeah, people are just getting ripped off, and they're just either getting a site that, it's not designed properly for marketing, it's not designed properly for the internet itself, and they're just not getting a great job done. And you can also, and the other thing is, I mean, what happens like 3 o'clock in the morning and something goes wrong with your system, and you don't know what the hell to do. Okay, you know, you have to go wait for to call the guy who created your website. You know, learn through it yourself.
Right. So let me ask you this. So what would you say to somebody? Do you think it's worth the extra effort in learning how to do it yourself rather than paying for somebody?
At least to have the basics, definitely have that. For most people, I mean, you see out there those super heavy websites with all these graphics and Java-based splash screens that come up in front. None of that is going to sell anything.
Okay.
The only reason, there's only two reasons that people go on the internet. For most people, it's either to find information or to buy something. Okay.
Right.
You know, people play games, they do other stuff on there as well. But those are the two major things: find information, play, and to buy things.
Right.
So that being the case, all the splash screens and all the heavy, intense graphics in the world aren't really going to help people.
Right. And that's a function of design and graphic arts, and that's probably a whole other topic in how to design a website, right?
Yeah, and that's also some of the stuff we're going to learn, though.
Okay.
As far as...
I'm going to just say, before we get started, my two cents in what I believe makes a difference in a website. In having the control and being able to do it yourself, you will get a far superior product. And here's why. If I, like, hired you as a designer to do my website, and I paid you, let's say, $1,000, and you did a beautiful job, well, a website is so dynamic. It's always changing, right?
Yep.
And if I don't know how to make one simple change on the website, every time I want to make a change, I've got to call you, and you're going to charge me money.
There you go.
And you know what that's going to do? It's going to inhibit me from making the proper changes, from making the improvements, because every time I call you, I know it's going to cost me money. So anyone listening is going to benefit far greater by taking the pain and learning how to do it themselves from the beginning, because when you have changes, you can go on and make them instantly, and you'll get a far better product. And that's what I found. So it's terrible hard work at the beginning. You're lost like every single other person out there who built their own website. But take the time and do it yourself, and you'll have a far better product, and you'll pay a lot less money.
That's right.
And you can charge other people for the service once you know the skill.
That's also a great option. You also, hey, you have that new skill base that you have, and now you can offer it to other people and show them what you did.
All right, so let's go into some of these links you've listed to show us how easy it is, how people charging thousands of bucks is probably most of these places they use, right?
Yeah, definitely. Now, one of the things, though, it may not necessarily be easy all the time. It's simple. Okay, it's just step-by-step stuff that you got to follow. You put together a couple things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything that's, you know, simple has to be bad either, okay?
Right.
So let's go through that first.
Okay.
First one is we need to find a place to put up our site.
Okay.
It's a great thing if you're able to create one, but if not everybody else can see it, what the hell's the point?
Right.
So the first one is called hostindex.com.
Okay.
hostindex.com. This is just, it's like the Yahoo version of, or the Google version, you might say, of search engines, of web browsers. All the ISPs that will host your actual website.
What's an ISP?
An ISP is called an Internet Service Provider. That's the actual thing that allows you to connect to the internet.
Okay.
Many of those will allow you to store a website on there. It'll give you some free storage for your own pages and stuff like that. They're not going to be as robust in all their features as one of these things will be instead. Okay, these are actual sites that are dedicated to hosting web-based businesses or just web pages themselves.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they have, like, you can go to Yahoo or Google, not Google, GeoCities, different things like that will give you free web pages. But those may not be the best because, number one, they're going to have banner ads that you have no control over on there. So they put their own advertising on there. That's how they pay for it. And on top of that, it's just, many times you just get pop-ups that you can't control, and it's really not worth it. So you're better off getting a low-priced web host to be able to host your web pages.
And what will this host index tell me?
But this site right here is going to show you all the ones, and you can determine it on your based on your own price. You can see, let's go through it. The first one here you have is December top 25 hosts. Every month, the site goes through and finds the best hosts out there for you to use instead. Now, I don't suggest you changing every month, but at least it'll give you an idea.
Okay.
Okay, so let's try that one. Let's click on December's top 25 hosts.
All right, the first one, Hostway. Chicago-based Hostway has distinguished himself as a leading host for businesses seeking e-commerce solutions. If your site needs a way online, Hostway will be there for you.
Okay, and this has... So there's a total of 25 that you can go through and you can check out.
Okay.
So that's one of them.
All right.
So, like I said, this, and then now if you have on the left-hand side there, we see Showcase. You have different types of categories you can go through. Adult hosting, you can figure out what that's for.
Right.
Many times you may have specific needs. Cold Fusion.
What is Cold Fusion host?
Cold Fusion is a program that they use for creating web pages. If you want a dedicated server, or if you want a server for e-commerce, one for you, FrontPage, which I know you love to use.
Right.
Okay, so that's they have web hosts in there that specifically use FrontPage.
Okay, gotcha.
Optimized for you and what you're going to be doing.
Okay, can you explain to anyone, what is FrontPage?
FrontPage is a program that was created by Microsoft that it's almost, if you can use a word processor, you can pretty much use FrontPage to create your own type of, your own web pages. It's what's called WYSIWYG. Okay, it's an acronym for what you see is what you get.
And this is exactly my hardtofindseminars.com site was all developed in FrontPage.
Yeah.
And it really is. To make a change, it's as easy as opening Microsoft Word and editing a word or correcting a spelling mistake and making changes. It's very easy. It does take a little bit of a learning curve, but on eBay you can pick up tutorials that will take you through the entire process on how to do it.
Now, most of the, I know Windows itself, it has a free version of it. I don't think it's as powerful as the paid version, and it has some errors on it. But I think you can also have it whenever you get Microsoft Office. And most computers today, they have it.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you can always find a cheap copy up on eBay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay, so that's one. Let's go to another one now. This one here is one I like a little bit better. It's called webhostsonline.com. Now, it's the same concept as the other one, but what this one does here also, it has better categories. The first one that you show, that you see there under web hosting showcases, is called budget web hosting.
All right.
That's what we're really looking for.
All right, let's click on that, budget web hosting.
Now, you got here,
Do you think they screen any of these people?
What do you mean, they go through, they go through and look at them.
Okay.
And that's how they stack them up.
All right.
Okay, first one you have here is $5.95 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not too bad.
No, not at all.
Okay. You got a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can set up in 10 minutes. It even has a merchant, like a shopping cart for your website.
Right.
Okay, and there's a whole bunch of you can go through. So it's kind of difficult to be able to tell a person which one they should go for.
Right.
It's better more of your own taste, what is it that you're looking for, what kind of options do you need.
And it gives them all. So you're looking at all the descriptions of the providers. It tells you what they do, what they don't do. It has a link to their site. It has the price. And it's pretty self-explanatory. But the bottom line is, here is a source for you to host your own website for peanuts compared to what some of these other companies will charge.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. All right, now next. All right, now we were talking, you said front page is a great one for most people.
Right.
Okay, now, however, many people, they say they can't afford to get something like that. Here's a program that is incredibly powerful. I use it myself. It's called First Page. You can get it at EVRSOFT.com, Eversoft.
Okay, Eversoft.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what is First Page?
First Page is an HTML editing software.
And what is HTML?
HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language of the Internet. All the web pages that you see on there are all based mainly on HTML.
Okay.
Okay, there are other formats, but that's the main one that people use.
All right.
Now, so you go through here, you download it. It's a totally free, free program.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's got over 450 like little plugins inside that you can already create your own, the same way you do with front page, so you're able to click and drag and drop stuff in.
Right.
Basically, you can do most of that here as well.
All right.
You have to learn a little bit of code to, you know, put stuff in, but it's very, very powerful.
Okay.
Okay, and they'll have different screenshots and other support, and there's a lot of people in here who talk. You can ask them questions, so that's a great place to go.
All right, but this is a little more complicated because you have to learn a little bit of code?
A little bit, you have. You should, but I'm going to show you something to take care of that as well.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
The thing that I don't like about most of the WYSIWYG type of programs is that for many of them, they add in extra code that you don't need to put in there, and it actually makes your web pages more bloated than they need to be.
Why do they call it WYSIWYG?
Because it stands for what you see is what you get.
Okay, gotcha.
The acronym spells out WYSIWYG.
And why do they add code in there if it's not needed?
That I don't know. Many companies, they have different ways of doing code, and they just see it differently than other people. I don't know. It's interesting because I'll put it in, like I have, Netscape has a composer that allows you to make your own web pages the same way that Front Page does, but it adds in code that Microsoft Explorer can't read.
Okay.
So, and vice versa, some stuff that Microsoft puts in, Netscape can't read. It's kind of like a little war game that the two of them have going on.
Exactly. All right, let's move on.
Okay, next one. Free HTML tutorial.
Okay.
Pretty explanatory. It's free-html-tutorial.com. Here is everything you need to know about how to create a web page.
All right.
How to get started. Your first introduction. HTML basics. Creating your first web page. Different ways to manipulate text. Images, everything you need is right here.
So if you want to learn it, this will teach it to you.
This is it.
Step by step.
Step by step.
Is this how you learned a lot of your stuff?
This is how I learned a lot of my stuff, just getting everything off the Internet. I didn't know anything about it.
Right.
Okay, and one day I said, I need to create a web page.
Okay.
Boom.
Wow.
Started going right through it.
Okay, great.
Okay, if you take a look, click on the first one there.
Getting started. Okay.
Okay, and I scroll down a bit. You see right there, it's got even pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you step by step what you got to do, what type of code you got to type in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very simple.
Okay, excellent. All right, that's a great source for learning if you want to take the time to learn it yourself.
Yeah. So this is the next one, Web Monkey.
Okay.
Okay. The actual address is a little bit longer, so you can just go to the link that's down below here. Web Monkey has three different levels. It's got levels for beginners, for builders, and for masters. Okay, so let's check out the beginner section for right now.
It's kind of like a Grease Monkey with an auto repair, but Web Monkey, right?
Exactly.
Right.
This one's exactly the same thing for like the previous page. It also shows you how to create web pages, but it can be a little bit more robust and a little bit more advanced.
Sorry, did you click on beginners or what?
I went to beginners.
Okay, beginners.
So once again, it just shows you all the different things you need to do. Even more from like total baby steps.
Yeah.
It explains to you what an ISP is.
Uh-huh.
It explains to you how to upload your web pages to that ISP.
Okay.
So it's just the same thing. It's really, really powerful.
All right, great. And there's search. You can search questions, too.
You can search questions, too. So you can just jump to different topics.
So instead of me calling you when I want to figure out how to do a hyperlink to a certain area of the page, I could just go learn it here.
Yeah, or if you decide one day you want to change your regular web page and put in frames or something like that, boom, you got it right there.
Okay, this is great. Excellent.
Okay.
All right.
Next one. Now, learning, you know, having all these different websites that actually give you the information, that's great. But like what you said before, that your web pages, they tend to be static. You need sometimes feedback from live people. This one is great. It's called HTML Forum.
But what does static, a static website means?
Like you just said before, that it doesn't change all that often. Like what if you have a, you know, you don't know how to change your website and things like that. Many of those people who create the WebMonkey and the one before that, they're not going to be changing it like every day.
Okay.
Okay, and you may like send them a message and who knows if you're going to get anything back.
Right.
But here is an entire forum of people who are doing nothing but answering questions about HTML.
Gotcha.
So it's having those thousands of experts right here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go there right now. Hang on a second.
All right.
So if I have any question about my website, here is a pool of experts. I could just simply click on this website and ask for help.
That's right. So in here, you got people who want to even trade traffic. You can go in there. Maybe somebody wants to exchange links with you. Okay? Or if you want to acquire different skills. They'll even review your website for you.
Wow.
You submit it to them, and look how many people are on there. All those different thousands of posts that are going on right now.
And I'll tell you, people love to help, you know, help each other out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with my, when you sign up for my free CD-ROM, it's absolutely incredible. I say, you absolutely cannot get the CD unless you give me one idea for the improvement of my website for hardtofindseminars.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I get so many great ideas. I don't even have to think. I just write great idea and I implement it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's super powerful.
There's one thing that people love to give is an opinion. That's the one thing they love to give.
Yeah, because it makes them feel important.
Yeah. Makes them feel important, and everybody loves to be a critic and, you know, give their own take on everything.
Right.
Okay, so this one here, I mean, it's got the whole website development, all the different stuff, even if you want to put in a database into your system.
Right.
Software and hardware, security, e-commerce, even legal issues to know about your website, to know and make sure that you stay out of prison.
Right.
Okay, so.
Okay, that's excellent.
Let's go to the next one.
All right.
Can you pause for a second?
Yeah.
Pause. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Because you're sounding a little...
Oh, am I sounding a little groggy?
You sound like a little like you're trying to rush right through it.
Oh, no, okay, no problem.
No, that's why I'm...
All right.
Actually, hold on a minute as well.
I'm not trying to rush through it, but I get feedback from people.
Yeah.
And you know, when they're listening to this, I mean, I think they want, I need to like tighten my stuff up, you know? So, you know, people want the information, they want it fast. I mean, I don't want to rush through the whole thing, you know, ridiculous.
Don't want to drag it out.
Yeah, I don't want to drag it. I don't want them to get bored, you know?
Yeah, you want bullet points.
Exactly.
Okay. So I cut my stuff down too.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Are you ready to roll?
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Okay, what are we going to do next?
Alright, the next one we got here. Now, all, you know, creating all and learning all this HTML stuff and putting it all in, that's great. But one of the things you got problems with, though, sometimes is creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know how we always talk in marketing is why, you know, change the whole wheel.
Right.
Just emulate. So what this page here is called freelayouts.com.
Okay.
And this is actual, completely redesigned, pre-designed templates of web pages.
And this is what you would pay a graphic artist for, and a web designer.
Exactly.
So these have already been designed by web designers, and they're offering them already for sale.
Already there. Okay, so let's try the first one. Go to where it says templates.
Okay. Templates. I'm there.
Okay. Now, right here, you got a whole bunch of on here that you can just, you can view them, take a look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try the first one there.
Okay. Okay, that's gorgeous. The one with the book, how to get...
Hold on one second, pause.
Okay.
My browser just crashed. Okay. So yeah, there's the.
Okay.
All right, go to the second one instead.
Okay, the second one?
Yeah, go to the second one right there.
All right.
Okay. Now look at that. I mean, that's about as much as you'd see on most of the web pages that are out there anyway.
Okay. That's okay. Gorgeous. And you can rate it. I can rate it before I even buy it?
You don't even buy it. That's the whole thing. You can rate it if you want to. That's up to you. But all you got to do is you click on where it says download, and it downloads in a one file swoop. It's like a zip program.
Does it download just one page? Or?
No. It downloads the template with all the graphics and even if it has JavaScript or any of that other stuff and all the HTML already done.
And this is free?
And this is free.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. I've done quite a few web pages, and this is exactly where I get my stuff from.
That's incredible. Why do they give this stuff away for free?
For many people, for a couple of reasons. Same reason that we give stuff away for free. Many times, you want to give the stuff away for free because either you'll get more business out of it in the future. People will think, hey, if this guy can do this good already, you know, with what he's giving me for free, what else does he have?
Right.
What else does she have? So that's one of the reasons why.
So are these independent designers who have designed websites, and this is their artwork, and they've contracted with this site and put their work up for free download?
Not even contracted. They just put it up there. You can just submit.
I could do the same thing.
You can do the exact same thing.
So it's not like this company designed them all from in-house designers. You have independent designers from all over the place who have their stuff featured here?
Exactly. If you notice, you look at all of them, it says author.
Right.
People. They just submit their own. And if you go scrolling down to the bottom, there's over 49 pages.
Wow. There's 556 free templates.
Yeah.
So when you download a template and it downloads to your desktop.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Does it download, the template can be used in all your pages of your website, correct?
Yeah, and then all you do is you change the content.
I gotcha. Okay, that's excellent.
So if you need one page, that's great. If you need multiple pages, just use the same template over and over again.
So you mean I could go out and sell websites for $500 and just come here and get them free and type in the information they want in them?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Good business idea.
You're going to have to put in the person's signature file or whatever it is on there, you know, just giving them a little bit of credit.
But you don't need to be a graphic artist, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's already been done.
Already been done.
And we're leveraging off someone else's knowledge and work.
That's right.
All right.
They've also got other stuff in here as well. If you want to create one of those banner button things where you click on the link and the whole menu scrolls down, if you want to do that stuff as well, you got it in here as well.
That's a great site, Lewis. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, next. Let's go to 123webmasters.com.
Okay, what is webmasters.com?
Okay, now this...
We hear the term webmaster. What is a webmaster?
You're a webmaster, I'm a webmaster. We're the people who actually control what's on the web page. So whatever you put on, since you're the one who owns... Supreme, HardToFindSeminars.com, you're the webmaster for that.
I got you.
Okay. Also, interesting, you also had some, yeah, you're the main guy.
Right.
Anyone who is actually in control of what goes onto the web page.
Okay.
Okay. So now, what this is here, let's scroll down a bit to what those categories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen many times people, they have, they'll have a clock on their web page.
Yep. I just,
huh?
I just, it's funny you mention it. I just paid a guy to put a clock on my home page.
Okay, you could have gone right here and done it for free.
Okay, now I know.
It's as easy as putting in the script.
I see it, clocks.
You just plug it right in.
Okay.
Okay. And, Mike, you could have called me.
I know.
I would have helped you.
I know. You know what? I get impatient. I want it done yesterday.
I know.
All right.
So, this one right here is just you plug it in. Right onto your HTML script, and that's it. That's all you need to do.
Guest books, calendars, linking, mailing list. So this is this all script that you put into your web page?
These are all scripts you put into your web page.
Wow, that's incredible. Counters.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently asked questions at the forum for people who have questions.
No, it's actually you can put up a frequently asked questions. Let's say you, like, I'm sure you get a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You all the time.
Right.
The FAQ will set it up for you so that, boom, it's already there, and anybody who needs a question answered can just check that out instead of emailing you.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So you could, I could really beef up my site. I mean, these are tools that people are using, so there must be a demand for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's incredible.
Now, let's go to the next one, because if that's great, but one of the things is that many sites, well, not all of them, but there are some web hosts that won't let you put on CGI or Perl or different things like that. Or it may even be the case that, you know, hey, I don't know all this Perl and CGI stuff.
Right.
I don't know what this is. Well, you can go here to CGIspy.com.
All right. And tell, what is CGI?
CGI, it's Common Graphic Interface.
Okay.
Okay, it's what, so that everybody can see all these different, all the same layouts, and it looks exactly the same for everybody.
So is it like a script, like an HTML, but it transfers it into visual pictures?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And it may be in a Perl format, or just CGI. It's different formats, but they all do basically the same thing.
Okay.
Now, what's here instead is, here you have to sign up for it. It's free, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they have over 40 different scripts. But these scripts are totally hosted by these people. All you have to do is put a little tag or code into your web page wherever you want that part to be, and boom, you got it.
Okay, so for instance, I'm looking at, are you looking at auctions?
Okay.
That hammer and that dollar sign?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is that a script right there, or am I going, I'm going into that thing for auctions?
No, go to the right-hand side where it says demo auction.
Okay.
Click on that. You see it?
Wait, on the right?
Yeah, on the right-hand side, right next to the hammer.
I see under it, it says auction, there's a link.
Oh, maybe yours is different.
Okay, so click on that. Okay, I'm with you. These are scripts pertaining to auctions.
No. This is the actual auction page, what it would look like on yours. So
when
you put in, there's a little, when you sign up and you go into it,
yeah,
it'll show you the code that you put in.
Uh-huh.
The code that you put in will link you back to your own personal web section of their this people's computers that has all your stuff.
Okay, I gotcha.
So it'll be like your own toolbox, let's say.
Right.
But they own the toolbox, you're kind of renting it for free.
Okay.
So you put the little bit of code on your web page. It links back to here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can totally customize this to make it look like it was directly from your page.
So how could I use this for my site? Tell me. Give me an idea.
If you want to do, okay, the same way, instead of putting it on eBay and paying for fees for everyone else,
right,
you can make your own auction site on your web page and create it yourself without having to worry about anything.
Right. Now, do I have to be signed in with my username and password to see what it would look like?
What do you mean?
Because are you a user already?
I'm a user already.
All right, so you may be seeing something different than me because I'm not a user yet.
What are you seeing?
Well, when I click on auctions, I see run your own auctions, online, quick and easy. Keep users.
No, click again now. Okay, now.
Oh, demo option.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's what you meant. Okay.
That's because you already.
I'm with you. Okay. I got you. So this is what I would see on my web page.
Now you can customize it even more and make it look totally like it came from your web page.
Right. Okay. So.
Okay. So now let's click on any one of them, like animals.
Animals. Okay.
Oh, it's not going to show up because there aren't any hosts in it, but you'll be able to see the item when it closes, how many bids are on there, what's the high bid. And
so I could have my own auction just as easy.
On eBay.
Wow. That's great.
And for free.
That's great. I like that.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty easy to set up.
Yeah.
So I could just get the code. Once I'm signed up with the username and password, go into auctions, get the code, copy the code, and set up a page on my hard-to-find seminars, let's call it auction page.
And that's it.
Paste the HTML in, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ready to go.
Customize it right through this, right through CGIspy.com.
Wow.
Customize it, and it's all, you know, click and drag and drop in little menus, and that's it.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, what are some other cool things on this? E-cards. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, classified ads.
Classified ads.
Email forums.
Your own forum.
Message boards.
Here's more clocks and stuff. Your own shopping cart if you want. If you want your own search engine.
Wow.
What about that? What about for your site? If you put your own search engine on Parts of Fine.
Yeah, I would love that.
And then somebody types in Jay Abraham, and instead of having to scroll through all the stuff that you're selling, just the Jay Abraham stuff pops up, and that's it.
It'll do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. How about a voting booth? How about you come up with a whole bunch of different ideas or a bunch of different offers that you're going to do, or maybe you're trying to decide.
I'd like a feedback rating for all my audio interviews.
There you go. You can do a voting booth.
That's a voting booth. Similar to when you go to anything you see, like at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, you can emulate with these scripts.
I want to thank you for listening. This is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. If you want to get in touch with any of the people we interview, please email me at Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. That's Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. H-A-R-D as in dog, T-O-F-I-N-D-S-E-M-I-N-A-R-S.com.
Basically, yeah.
Wow, Louis, that's powerful.
Okay.
That's wonderful. And then again, all the hard work's been done. That's just excellent.
Yeah, all you have to do is just sign up for it, and it's free.
Okay, great.
So if you want, you can even get in. They'll have little ads, but the ads, basically what it is just a link back to these guys here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it basically is.
Okay.
But if you want, you can also get the ad-free version. But I haven't found these to be all that intrusive at all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, so you're saying that I will see some ads on my page.
The ads will be just basically a little icon linking back to these guys.
Okay, that's no big deal.
That's all it is.
But then that's the free version, but I could pay for a paid version.
Yeah.
And have no ads.
Yeah, with no ads. But
what do they charge for that?
$20 for 3 months.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You pay a programmer thousands of dollars to develop this stuff.
Yeah.
And there's people all the time saying, man, I wish I had a message board. No, hire a programmer to design them a message board, and the programmer probably just goes here and downloads a free one and then charges the guy $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's all about access, knowing where to get information, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's why we're doing these.
Great, Louis.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Next one, another one for more scripts, which is called, because many times just doing CGI and Perl and stuff like that, it may be a little bit difficult, a little bit complex sometimes.
Right.
So here are some simpler ways that if you know HTML, these are just as easy. You can just plug them in. You ever see many times people have, like, when you're using the mouse and then you have, like, a little trail behind it?
Yeah.
Or you have a little mouse effect?
Mm-hmm.
Here you can learn how to do that as well, and you just plug it in.
Okay. And what's the website called?
The website is called dynamicdrive.com.
Okay.
DynamicDrive.com.
All right.
Okay. So now here, same thing. You want to have special menus on your web page. You want to have special forms, so that way people can send you back feedback or order from you or ask you questions. You got that there.
And they're calling it dynamic because it gives your static website more dynamic features, more usability with your visitors.
Exactly. Maybe you want to put in a slideshow. How about with all your all the stuff you have on your web pages, all those pictures?
Oh yeah.
Instead of people looking through all those pictures,
yeah,
a little slideshow passes by.
All right, where could I find slideshow?
On the you scroll down a little bit where it says DHTML scripts on the left hand column, fourth one down.
That's image slideshows.
Mm-hmm.
Is this similar to that other site where it's hosted on another site, or is it all...
This is code that you put in, but it's a lot simpler because it's HTML.
Okay.
Since you've already learned it, it's pretty simple. But all the code's already there. All you have to do is just copy-paste and stick it in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm on slideshow, so I can look at the actual what it's going to look like.
Yeah, and now there's many different types of slideshows.
Wow. That's
we
great.
We have a preloaded one, fade-in slideshow, a drop-in, conveyor, one that looks like a conveyor belt, just all the images are scrolling by.
I'll tell you, you should never be out of work or looking for ways to make money. If you would just study and learn how to do web pages and learn how to do HTML and learn some of these things here, I mean, you have so much business, you wouldn't have time for anything else.
That's right. The one thing you need, though, still, is to know how to market yourself.
That is true.
That's the one thing.
I agree.
Okay. So
okay.
Next one. All right, now. So now we're getting into the whole stuff that, you know, you really want to learn how to do it yourself. Here's some other tutorials just with creating your own graphics as well.
Okay.
They've also got in here web design tutorials, HTML tutorials. Many times people they want to be able to create like these really great graphics
mm-hmm.
with like things like Photoshop or you know, different programs like that. This is a tutorial for Photoshop, and it shows you how to create your own buttons. Okay. You want to create different background effects. Just if you want to get really fancy with what you're doing, this webpage will show you here how to do it.
Okay.
Okay? So let's go to the next one now.
Myimager.com.
Yes, this is the real one I want to show you because many times people, like I spoke about Photoshop, many times it's a really powerful but expensive program.
Mm-hmm.
MyImager does basically all the same things that you need to do with an image program.
Mm-hmm.
It'll allow you to edit an image any way you want, basically.
Okay.
So what you do is, right from here, you create a button where you can open up a picture that's already on your computer.
Right from here.
Right from here.
So I go click here to begin.
Yeah. Go. Yeah, you can do that. Click right there to begin.
Okay.
Now you can open up a file.
Mm-hmm.
Or just grab one right off the website.
Okay.
Off of your website.
Okay.
And then if you go, you see where it says edit up top? Right
oh,
where it says file, it says edit.
Yeah.
Okay, click on that.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting a file real quick here.
Oh, okay. You going to try this?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try. Okay, let's see. I'm not going to have time to do that.
No.
Okay, but I see. Okay, I can open up a photo or a file,
okay.
And then...
Go to the next one where it says edit.
On the
blue banner.
Okay.
Where it says edit.
Click on...
drop-down menu.
Yeah.
Okay, click that.
Click on edit.
Okay, now look at that. You can resize a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You can crop it. You can rotate it left, right, flip it vertically, horizontally.
So I'm doing it all online.
And doing it all online. And you can even convert it from a JPEG into a GIF.
Wow.
Or a GIF into a bitmap.
Wow.
Okay. So now let's go to the next one. It's even more fun. The effects. You can have effects for text. Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you want to make text curve.
Would allow me to type text in here?
Yeah, it'll allow you to type it in as well.
Uh-huh.
You can make it buttonized to make it, make it pop out like a little button.
Uh-huh.
You can change the hue, the contrast, the brightness, how light it is. You can change the color photograph and make it into grayscale, like one of those old-time pictures.
Right, right, right.
Okay. You can change the colors that are on there, make part of it transparent. Even give like a little blur effect if you want. All these different effects.
This is incredible.
Then you can go now. Go to the next one where it says optimize.
Okay.
Now one of the things that keeps web pages from loading really quickly, which is what people really want,
right,
is the size of the files and the stuff that you have on it.
Right.
One of the biggest hogs of bandwidth is the pictures.
Right.
So what this does here is you can load up your picture and you can reduce it to make it more optimized for your website.
Exactly. So if you're putting pictures on your web page or on your website, if they're too big or they take up a lot of space, when someone out there has a phone line and they're loading up your web page, they're going to be sitting there for 2 minutes waiting for your picture to load. They're going to get frustrated and they're going to leave your site.
That's right.
So you have to take all your photos on your site and optimize them, make them smaller, make them so they're still visible and you can get the effect across to whoever's looking at it. And this optimization tool will allow you to do that.
That's right, you got it.
And that's exactly what I had to do with all 250 pictures on my website. But I posted up a job on Elance and had a guy out of India optimize them for like a nickel a piece, which
that's
is great.
That was great.
But for onesie-twosie stuff, I could just come right here and do it myself.
Yep, and in a little while, I'm going to also show you some other stuff as well.
All right, let's keep going. This is great. I really like this.
Okay, now you've already had a tutorial that shows you how to change graphics.
Mm-hmm.
You have a program online that shows you how to optimize and change your graphics around,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have any graphics. So now let's go find you some graphics.
Oh, man.
This is where we're going to go. We're going to go to Barry'sClipArt.com.
Okay.
Now, Barry's has got hundreds and hundreds of different images, clip art, pictures, graphics, whatever you want to call them, that you can use on your web page for whatever purpose you want.
All free.
All free. Cool. You went through some of these as well?
No, it wasn't this site. I think we're coming up to the site. It's not
this
one there.
Okay. Well, in here, you got, if you want animation.
You know what I'm looking for? Here's a perfect example.
Right.
All my customers who I've sent my CD out to,
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, a lot of them are international.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to take a little flag of that country and put them on my webpage on the testimonial saying something like, you know, customers from Israel, from Italy, and put that, you know, country's flag up on the website representing international audience.
There you go.
Okay, so here, flags of the 19th and 20th century, animated world flags.
World flag database.
Oh, man, this
world
is exactly what I'm looking for. All right, world flag database. Let's see. Ah, this is exactly what I'm looking for. These flags that I can go ahead and post on my site. Beautiful.
There you go.
This is it.
Isn't that lovely?
This is great. This is exactly what I'm telling you. It was on my list of things to do today. So keep an eye out. You're going to see my webpage with these little flags all over it.
Okay, cool.
That's great, Louis.
Oh, are you going to do it for me? Are you going to do USA, Cuba, or China?
I don't know. Which one?
For USA.
All right. You're American first.
I'm American first.
Okay.
Okay, so Barry's Clip Art. It's great.
That is excellent.
All right, and even if you notice that right now they have like these little snowflakes coming down.
Yeah, I see that.
You can even do that on your webpage as well. You don't have to have snowflakes. You can have a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay, that's cute.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, so next one. More graphics.
Okay.
Now, what about creating buttons? Okay, you know, many times people, they don't want just to have little text links to click on.
Mm-hmm.
Although text links, statistically, they're the best ones for people to click on because
right.
they think it's actually going to be even, you know, real information that's going to lead them to stuff that they want.
Right.
So many times you may want a button just to make it really pretty for your site.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go to AAA-buttons.com.
Okay.
All right. So now they've got over 5,000 buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Wow.
And they're all free.
Wow.
Okay, all they ask is that you give them a little link back to their website.
Okay.
So you can use any of these links. You know where you put them?
Where?
You create a little page on your site
yeah.
that says resources or you know, favorite links.
Okay.
And you just put it right there.
Okay, great.
Yes?
Yeah.
So let's go.
I'm just looking at round buttons now, and it shows you what they look like and everything.
Exactly.
And you download them as a, is it an HTML?
No, they're usually either a bitmap or a JPEG or a GIF.
Uh-huh.
More likely it'll probably be a GIF format. And then you just take it, you can put it into any of those imaging programs,
right.
Type the text that you want on there,
right.
And now you have a new button.
Right. That's wonderful. Excellent. Excellent.
All right.
Okay.
Next one. What do we got here? Okay. Now, that's, you know that one of the major things about selling anything on is just the follow-up. That's the biggest thing that you got on, and next to actually speaking to the person the first time.
Correct.
Is the follow-up, because people are not going to buy on the first time. It's very rare.
Right. Statistically, I think the most important sale was made on the seventh. No.
Exactly. The seventh time somebody, and actually I've seen studies done scientifically, the brain does not really react until the seventh time.
Right.
Okay, so there's actual physical proof of it. But here's the thing. So now, let's say you got 5,000 people on your mailing list. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That you got to contact. And are you going to contact them every single time or send out group messages? Or maybe not everybody got onto the mailing list at the same time. Maybe you have an order that you want to make sure everybody gets the message. So that's going to be a real hassle to do that manually.
Right.
So what you need, though, is what's called an autoresponder. An autoresponder, it sends out your message to your mailing list, to their email inboxes, automatically for you on however frequently you want it for. Now, these are great because you can either create it as, you can make a, if you want to do a free ebook, how about sending them a chapter a week through your autoresponder? Okay.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and you don't have to have all those software problems that we talked about last time. All the software programs, you can just create right there your book.
Okay.
Your whole sales message you can do right through here. The first one we're going to go to is called FreeAutobot.com. Okay.
Okay.
So FreeAutobot.com, what it is, it's just that. It's totally free, and it gives you all the functions that you want from a simple autoresponder.
Is it, I'm using one called ReplyToIt.com.
Uh-huh.
I pay $29 a month for unlimited account names.
Yeah. This is also unlimited as well.
And it's totally free.
And it's totally free. Now, the only downside is that it doesn't have all the functions that some of the ones that you're going to pay for.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you just want a basic one,
mm-hmm.
that it works 24 hours a day, you can send out the message to the people, you can send out you can send it out as an HTML as well, so you can put like little links on it that they click on. This is just great.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's extremely powerful, and I'll explain how I've used it with my hard-to-find seminar site. When I give away a free CD-ROM, there's a very long form that you fill out, and it asks all kinds of questions. And it's almost like a bribe. You are not going to get this free CD-ROM unless you fill out the form in its entirety. I ask you the things that you like about marketing, things you don't like about marketing, who your favorite marketing teacher is, what your URL is, how many customers you have on your customer list, how would you rate your marketing skills. I mean, the information I'm getting from people who fill out this form is incredible. It tells me so much about them. Instantly, when they click that button, their info goes into an autoresponder, and I have all their data. They have just entered all their data for me. And as two or three or four people a day enter their data, I'm compiling a database of my customer list. And then I have 11 sequential messages, little letters that automatically go out to everybody. So the minute they hit that button and they've asked for their free CD-ROM, they're in the loop. They're going to get over a series of 45, 50 days, 11 different messages automatically. And this is an incredible workhorse. I mean, this is how I've collected over 130 testimonials, all automatically, because three of my messages, the first one is, hey, did you get the CD-ROM? The second one is, hey, did you have a chance to listen to the CD-ROM? Did it work okay? Are you having any problems? If you are, let me know. The third one is, hey, can I ask you a favor? I'm doing testimonials for my website. Could you take a minute and write down a quick testimonial? Then the fourth one's a reminder. My second request for a testimonial, I don't know if you've been busy or what, but could you please give me a chance and give me your opinion on my CD-ROM? And then the third one, onward, 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 all automatically keeping me in contact with my customers, selling them on products and services, all automatically. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I use it in a little bit of a similar way. I also have it for my newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I write all my articles ahead of time. And I'll send them every weekend or whatever. I'll write all my articles up in there, load them all up onto the computer, and now I'll have, if I do 12 articles and I'm only shipping them once a month, I've now done the entire year. So there's my entire newsletter. I don't have to worry about it for another year.
Right.
So, and spice in between all those every month, I'll have automatic messages already going out telling them, hey, check out the services that I have, or hey, click here for this new thing, or here, click here for this free report, just to drive traffic back again and again to your website.
Right. I mean, this is such an important tool for if you have a customer list. Is such an important tool, because you should, if you have a business, you absolutely should be collecting your customers' names, their email addresses, ways to get in touch with them, ways to continue to sell them. In this little tool will do it effortlessly and automatically for you.
The other very important thing with this before we go on is the fact that you're able to personalize it. Many times I see so many people, when they send out a message, it'll just go, you know, to dear user or dear entrepreneur.
Right, right.
You want your messages to look as personal as possible.
Right.
As close as you want it to practically seem as if you handwritten your own email.
Yeah, and that you want them to think that you just sent them, only them, an email.
Exactly. And you know, so that's why you also want your text and stuff like that to be written like you're talking personally to them. What this thing allows you to do is put a little script in there and it'll automatically post or paste into it every person's first name, last name, whatever personal information you have on them. Boom, it'll put it right in there.
Right.
And it's just that more powerful and that much more impactful for
you. Okay. I'm looking forward to going back here and checking out these features.
Okay. And this one's, like I said, this one's totally free.
That's great.
Now, let's go to the next one. We're going to one now that's not free.
Mm-hmm.
However, I really think it's worth it, and I'm going to be changing to this one very soon.
Okay.
It's called GetResponse.com.
Yeah, I've been there. Okay.
I've been there. Okay.
The link you gave me is free autoresponders, right?
That's the other one, yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
GetResponse, okay.
GetResponse.com.
Okay.
What this one in here is, now, you know how much exactly it's for? I believe it was around $22 or whatever it was. But let's put it this way. Compared to all the other ones that are out there,
right,
this one is the best price with the best profits, with the best features in it built in.
And you've studied a lot of them.
I studied a lot of them.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that besides all the great stuff and the follow-ups and the attachments you can put in, like you would with your email, and then you have stuff, password protect, all the great stuff and personalization. The one thing that I really love about this that the other ones don't have is the ability to, let's say you just said yourself, you have one, you send out those same messages to the whole group.
Right.
And it's like sequential, like 11 messages, whatever it is. What happens if after the third message that I get, I'm one of those bright people, I don't have to wait for all 7 exposures. After that third message, I've already got your CD.
Right. This is a problem I'm having. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now, what if after I get it and I respond to you that I got it, now it automatically switches me over from that autoresponder to another autoresponder that now guides me to your next product?
Or am I going to see, this is exactly what's happening to me. Let's say on my third message I say, can you give me your testimonial on my CD?
That's right.
And they gave me their testimonial. Now, do I have to manually go in and switch them over?
Now, with this you can set it up so that there's kind of like a code that you put in there that when they respond to their message here, it will automatically transfer them over to another set of autoresponder messages that you've set up.
Okay.
Okay, so you have product one, let's say, and you have five messages that deal with product one.
Right.
And after message number two, I've decided, okay, I'm going to buy it, bang. Right when that happens, their systems recognize that you bought it, and now switches me over to product two.
Okay.
And starts sending me all those messages. So
and
I never see the rest of the messages for product one.
Yeah, that is something I need right now.
And this is what you should go for.
All right, now I'm sure we're going to get into it when I'm going to ask you, how does it know? Because it probably has built into it payment for products. Like, is there stores built into this autoresponder where people can buy through it?
That's supposed to hear. It's just there are certain codes that you can put in that will allow you to be able to, like I said, we're going to get into it. When you read through it, you'll see it's in there. They explain how it is to do it.
Okay. But the fact is, there's the free one we've shown, and there's this one, which is probably far more sophisticated, and you may as well spend the money if you want to do it right.
That's the main thing. And for the price that you're getting, because many of the others you'll see, and, you know, it's such a cheap price and all that.
Right.
It doesn't have all the features that this one has, and the price is really worth it.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Looks great.
So let's go to the next one now.
All right.
Okay, you've created your web page. You've gotten all your pictures up. You've gotten all the HTML done. Oh, it looks beautiful and fantastic. Question is everybody going to be able to see it? And are there any bugs in it?
Now, when you say everybody, are you talking about because everyone has a different computer, a different viewing software, or what?
Exactly. The most popular web browser out there is Microsoft Internet Explorer. Okay, the reason why is because 95% of the world has Windows on their computer. And Windows installed the Internet Explorer right onto their operating system. It's built in natively. So many people don't even think about or even look for other options or other alternatives to the Microsoft browser. However, myself, I use Mozilla, which is another type of browser.
Okay.
There's also a browser called Opera.
And
a browser called Netscape.
And AOL.
And AOL.
Okay.
So
people are looking at your website through different eyes all over the world.
Exactly.
All right.
Everyone's looking through different eyes all over the world. How are you going to make sure that yours looks good for everybody?
Okay.
This is where you go. You go to drhtml.com. Dr-html.com. And go to the actual link, because there's another part to it that you can get there fast. Anyway.
All right, I'm there.
Okay, now, what this one here is, you're allowed to do five at a time for free, because, you know, they don't want to be hogged up with bandwidth.
Okay.
But anyway, so right here you click on where it says single page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
And you just type in your web page there, where it says URL.
Okay.
And then you can change different stuff. You don't have to select everything. But select everything, so it's not going to kill you.
All right.
And then you type in go once you're done.
Okay.
So let's try yours. Hard. HardToFindSeminars.com.
Right.
Okay. Now we're going. It takes a few seconds to it's going through all the code on your page.
Okay. On the entire website?
Not on the entire website. There's another link above for that where it says site analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that one's a little bit more, you got to pay for.
Okay.
But the single page, it'll do a few each one.
Okay. Let's see here.
Hello.
Okay, here we go.
You got your
end? Yeah. All right, so it came up. It has check marks in all these boxes. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, here we go. Wow. Look at what this thing did.
I'm going to report now. So, as you go through here...
It gives you a report on your spelling mistakes, potential...
Yeah. Potential spelling mistake.
Okay.
It could also be just the fact that it doesn't know how to spell halberd.
Right, that's true.
You know, or senoff.
Okay.
So that's the only reason.
So this analyzed all of my HTML on my entire web page.
Uh-huh. And it also analyzed all the links to make sure that there weren't any broken links.
Yeah.
So like, let's say to go into the what's selling page.
Right.
Maybe you typed in the URL wrong.
Right.
This will tell you.
Right. Right.
But you have 16 hyperlinks on your document, but none of them were bad.
Okay.
And you have one potential meta tag error in your document.
Okay.
Meta tags are where different codes are.
Now, if I clicked on meta tag, what would it do?
It would drop you right to that part.
To my website?
No. Click on it. It'll drop you down to that part of the report.
Oh, gotcha. Wow. Okay, this is great, Lewis. In fact, I just signed up. It was a free service for a service that does this. I gave them like 6 of my websites, and they send me reports via email on broken links and things like that. So when, you know, to notify me of broken links. And it's a huge time saver. So if you're running a website and you have lots of links, this tool is invaluable. Instead of going through every single page of your site, figuring out what's working or what's not, this does it all automatically.
Exactly.
This is great.
Now, if you scroll down a little bit, if you want to just go back up to where it says browser support.
Okay.
Okay. See that one?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that one.
All right.
Now, this tells you, like we talked about, you have Internet Explorer, Netscape, Opera, or just HTML 4.0 is another one.
Okay.
Now, this tells you which all the different parts of the code on your website. See where it says line number? So, line number 730, there's a text you have in there called a tag that you have called fill.
Okay.
With a box and box in. For some reason, none of those web pages will be able to see it or understand it.
Okay.
Okay. But as you go through it, for the most part, your site is pretty good. Now, where it says table style, you go down in the tag name, you see there that it's not being read by Netscape.
Table.
Okay. Where it says style, height, border, color.
Netscape 3 will not read it.
Netscape 3, Netscape 4.
And Opera won't read it.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal? Isn't that just the border color?
Yeah, but I've looked at your site and it seems pretty okay.
Okay.
It's something to, you know, be aware of.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not showing up the border colors on a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's incredible.
Okay.
That is incredible. Okay, great.
So, you know, you'll be able to see, like, the main colors of the table. Just not the
well, how do we fix it once we know we got the problem?
That's where you go back through your text manuals that we've shown you in the past to create that.
Look, and it gives me every single one of the spelling mistakes they thought I misspelled.
Yep.
Wow. It is great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So now, there are other functions that this thing has on here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you can do an entire site analysis. Okay. That one right now is... There's... you can do the whole set of ones. I think right now it's stopped, or you have to talk to them particularly.
Okay.
Because you can purchase the license from them to do it.
Right. All right. That's excellent.
Okay.
That's a great, great site.
All right. So let's go to the next one now.
Okay. HTML code help.
Okay. So like I said, we've gone through the Doctor HTML, and you've gotten some of that stuff. That's all great. Now, in here you can come, and you can also fix HTML code errors. The website is netmechanic.com.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of different stuff in here. You should check them all out. Some of them are pretty cool. My favorite one, though, is on where it says improve your site. Box number one, go to the third one down where it says you want fast loading graphics.
Okay.
Okay. Click on where it says try it.
Oh, wait. I went to improve your site.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you looking?
Go down 3 boxes to where it says you want fast loading graphics. You see it?
No.
Okay, you're on box number 1, right? You see where it says fix HTML code errors?
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in box number 1, and I go down
to the third one, which is one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, third box down. Try it.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, now, from here, what I want you to do is click on try it.
Okay.
Okay, off to the right-hand side. You're in?
Yeah, I click try it. Now it says enter the image URL.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now, here what you do is you just type in on your web page. You can either, or from directly from your computer, you load up a picture that you have.
Okay.
That you want to optimize.
Right.
You type in your email. You don't really, I don't think you really have to type in your email though. But you should. And then what you do is you select the output format. You want it to look like, you want it to be the same format as the one you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
The GIF, you want it to come out as a GIF.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a GIF, you want to change it into a JPEG, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Once you click on test now, okay, what happens is it'll show you that exact same picture in like 10 different levels of optimization.
Okay.
So it'll cut down different pixels that are on there in different colors,
mm-hmm.
so that it's the least amount of information, but it still looks as best as possible.
So it'll give you very detailed choices to choose from.
Exactly. I think you did this one time.
Yeah, we did do this, right.
Okay. So that way you can pick which one that you want. Then
okay.
All you do is you click on it, save it into your computer, and now load it.
And it's kind of similar to My Imager, but in a more detailed scale.
Yeah, and you can right there you can see all your different choices. With My Imager, although it's very powerful, you'd have to do it again and again and again. This one has them all there. And you can just visually look and see which one you like best.
Okay, great.
Okay, so it's once again, how much would that cost if you went to Elance?
No, it would.
I thought you had somebody optimize all your pictures, right?
I did. It was a guy out of India, very inexpensively. But some of these people wanted $5 an image.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Here you spent, you invested a little bit of time, and you got it done.
Exactly. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
So now let's go to the next one. Now, these next ones here are for shopping carts.
Okay.
How are you going to sell anything if nobody can give you any money?
All right.
All right. Now, your first option is what you need is called a shopping cart. Many of those websites and web pages, they're going to charge you for a shopping cart or a gateway.
Right.
Some of them they offer for free. You know, you got to look around. But many times it'll cost you like $300 or more just for the software
mm-hmm.
to get yourself a shopping cart that's encrypted with
right.
protection. This one here is called Mall. MALS-E.com. It gives you an entirely free shopping cart for your website that you can just plug in and go.
It's easy to set up.
It's pretty easy to set up. Okay.
Okay.
If you want to do, what you do is you check out the demo store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see it right there underneath the
yeah,
engine?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Now, this is your standard shopping cart.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So what you do is, where it says that you see that little credit card, that fake credit card number?
Yeah.
Okay, copy that. Highlight it, right-click on your mouse, click copy, because you're going to need that later. All right, now, press where it says start Malls Nautical Bookstore.
Okay. And then buy now.
Okay, and then buy now. One quantity. So this is what your shopping cart's going to look like.
Wow.
Okay, now go to payments.
Uh-huh.
And here is this part here. You type in your name, your address, or your delivery.
Right.
You would hit continue. Then from there, you put in the credit card number, and
right.
it's sent out to you.
That's incredible.
The full shopping cart. And this one you can also customize as well to make it look like it's your page. You can put your own image on top. Like, imagine that, because right now you're selling most of your stuff, like, people call you,
mm-hmm.
and they buy. I know you like to talk to the people.
Right.
Many times somebody just wants to buy something. And I don't think you're going to be awake at, maybe not with your baby, you might
mm-hmm, yeah.
be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Okay, but somebody in China wants to buy.
They want to buy it right then.
Boom.
Absolutely.
Here's your shopping cart, and you can get a shopping cart for free.
That's great. Have you ever checked out PayPal shopping cart?
I have checked out PayPal shopping cart. And this actually integrates with PayPal as well.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I didn't like about PayPal is that many times for some people, they go, oh, it's PayPal. It's not all that, it's all not all that professional or whatever. But this one kind of hides it behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it look more professional.
It does look more professional. And
exactly.
Some people have no idea what the hell PayPal is.
Now, here's the thing, though, and because there are two reasons why I use PayPal, because it is popular and a lot of people do use it.
Mm-hmm.
Here are two things, though, you need to be careful with. Number one is the fact that people have to sign up for it before they can use it.
Right.
It's not like you just have a credit card and you buy something. You sign up for the membership and you have to charge your PayPal account with money and then buy something.
Yeah, it does make it more difficult.
Bit of an inconvenience.
Okay.
Okay, but now the other thing with PayPal you have to be careful with is never use people like they'll have like their ebooks
mm-hmm.
where they automatically can be downloaded.
Right.
Okay. Never do that with PayPal because you can go right into somebody's webpage and you can grab the code right off their HTML
mm-hmm.
and just right where they're supposed to download it. So like, let's say after I pay, I would get sent right to the download link.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can bypass that directly and go straight to the webpage to download that product.
And get free ebooks.
And get free ebooks.
Wow.
So never use, and I'm saying this because I'm hoping that the people who listen to this are honest people,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want them to get caught by this, and it's not that they're going to use it for their own purpose.
All right, I'm going to give a warning, too. I had a customer, and this is a true story, and he would inquire about some marketing materials from me, and I had talked to him about a year and a half ago, and he told me that his bank account was drained. And what happened, he had a PayPal account, and when you have PayPal, many times one option is to have your deposits withdrawn out of PayPal to go directly into your bank account. Well, some hackers found his password or figured out his password to get into his PayPal account and changed him and locked him out of his PayPal account and drained over $80,000 out of his bank account.
Wow.
And he was so depressed for like 2, 3, 4 months. He just hasn't even had the energy to go to the bank and see if he can get his money back. It was probably done somewhere else in the world and done professionally. And a warning to anyone, if you have PayPal, two things. Never let your PayPal balance accumulate in the PayPal account. Always withdraw it. As you get $1,000 in there or whatever, withdraw it into your bank account and have a separate bank account just for your PayPal funds to be taken out of and deposited into. So don't keep $20,000 in your bank account that's connected to PayPal. Have a separate bank account that you make deposits into a specific bank account set up just for PayPal.
That's a good warning there.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. Okay, so now let's go back. So this is for this site here for the web card.
Okay.
Okay, now, what about actually being able to process credit cards?
Right.
You want to be able to do that as well.
Yep.
So here are a couple ways that you can do that. One of them is what's called charge.com. Okay, these are going to go through pretty quickly. This is one of the better ones that I had found. They even believe in what they do so much that they say they'll pay you $100 if you can find a better deal.
Okay.
Than these guys here.
That's a good guarantee.
Okay. So they approve online businesses, mail order, phone order, home-based, retail businesses, service businesses, restaurants, professionals, whatever. No application fees, fast approval, real-time processing. By the way, the website is charge.com.
So what this is, if you want to get into business and have a website and you want to accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover,
right.
This website will allow you to do that.
That's right. Right from your web page or right from anywhere you want to do it, if you want to take an order over the phone.
That's incredible. And that's great. And there's no... I wonder what the rates are. They guarantee lowest prices.
Yeah, actually, go where it says price comparison.
Okay. Well, you've got my wheels turning because when I started... I had to rebuild my credit. I had spent a lot of money about 7-8 years ago, and I had terrible credit. I never filed for bankruptcy or anything, but I had terrible credit. And the way I reestablished my credit was with a company called Card Service. And Card Service International is a credit card terminal provider. It's probably something like this. But they were great because they would let almost anyone go in. Not almost anyone, but they would be very eager to process your application. But you'll pay a few higher percentage points on the amount of dollars you run through, you know, their service. So I pay a little more probably right now than I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so here's price comparison.
Okay. So now, you know, look at the application fee. Sometimes anywhere between $95 to $250.
Mm-hmm.
For these guys, zero.
Wow.
So it's zero, 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 all the stuff zero.
Right.
One of the things you also got to look for is what the retail discount rate is.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to charge you for their fees, obviously?
So you're going to pay with them
1.6%.
So for every $100, you're going to pay them what?
$1.06?
$1.06.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and then you got plus 24 cents per transaction.
Right.
Okay, which is still lower than what everybody else is doing.
Okay.
Okay, so you have all these different options there. Now, you can even get a credit card, one of those credit card machines.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that if you want.
Right.
Or you can just do it straight from your website.
Right, and you can pick those up on eBay, too.
Yeah.
A lot of the credit card companies, when they set you up in with a credit card, the way they make their money is upfront fees on equipment,
mm-hmm.
terminal purchases, printer purchases. They want you to lease them or buy them up front, and they really overcharge. You can buy all this stuff on eBay or used for a lot less, and in some cases, you don't even need them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful, Lewis.
Okay.
That's great.
So now, let's just another option. I like to give people options, as much options as possible.
Right.
Which is called 2checkout.com.
Okay.
Number 2, then checkout.com. Now, this one here, it has a setup fee, and it's a little bit more expensive, but it has some of the similar features that the other one has.
All right.
Okay, so you can just go look through this one. It's kind of the same thing, but it just, I like to give people options.
Okay.
Okay. And finally, one more, which is called ClickBank.com.
I've heard of them.
Now, ClickBank only really allows for web purchases or digital documents, things like that,
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Is this where a lot of the ebook promoters use?
Quite a few, yes.
Okay.
Quite a few are using this right now. The other great thing is that this one allows you to use affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own affiliate program.
Right.
Where you have a product, and you have your own, you have thousands of sales or millions of salespeople, depending on how you look at it, around the entire world, who can also resell your product for you. And then when somebody buys it from you, you give them their 10%, 20%, 30% commission, and it encourages them to go out and make more sales for you.
Right.
I know some people that's entirely how they make their living, by just being affiliates for other people.
And affiliates are very popular?
Oh, yeah, because you don't have to create your own product.
Right.
You just market other people's products.
Right.
Hey,
this has been a long lesson.
Long lesson.
About an hour and 20 minutes, but, you know, if you take the time and learn these things and spend time on these sites and master these, I mean, you are going to be so ahead of the game. Yeah, it's going to be hard work. Yeah, you're going to be up late. Yeah, you're going to have questions. But, think of the money you save when you're in control and at least have some idea about these sites and how to do them. You don't have to do everything. You just got to know enough to tell somebody to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could be familiar, and if I don't want to do the details of setting up my cart, I'll go on Elance and say, I need someone to help set up my cart, and I'll direct them to the site. I know it's free. He's going to know it's free, and I'm going to pay him per hour for doing the job for me.
Yep.
Lewis, thank you. This has been another great lesson for part 4 on how to set up your own web page and basically your website payment from A to Z.
Yes, that's it.
All right.
Just be careful, guys, out there. I know that we flood you with information and, you know, it almost seems like information overload. Take a little bit at a time and go through it.
And download the transcripts. We'll have the word-for-word transcripts to this audio, and we'll have them indexed per subject. So look in the index and just go right to the page or the audio portion of where we talked about it.
You got it.
All right, Lewis. Thanks
so
much.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another tip for you. If you ever wanted or dreamed about making money part-time from home, working as a business growth specialist, or in other words, working as a marketing consultant, well, I've got good news for you. There are over 20 hours on my site all having to do with how to become a marketing consultant. In these recordings, you'll hear me doing live calls, getting clients, making real money all by phone, never having to drive out to make appointments, never meeting face-to-face, all following a simple system that I'm going to hand to you on a silver platter where you can do the same thing. See, I believe to become a marketing consultant, you shouldn't have to invest a bunch of money up front. I want to give you the tools to go out there and get your first client before you pay anything. And that's what I have waiting for you at HardToFindSeminars.com. If you go to the homepage at HardToFindSeminars.com and click on the audio clips, and if you scroll down a little bit and go to the page H. That's page H. There you will see all my recordings on marketing consulting. There you will hear me do live, real calls consulting with prospects, and you'll hear me making real money closing the sale at the end of this presentation. This is an education that you won't find anywhere else, only here at HardToFindSeminars.com. What are you waiting for? Get on over to page H at HardToFindSeminars.com, and I hope to see you as a successful marketing consultant. Enjoy.
To review that message, delete it. Thank you for calling.